Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast. Scott Cuddy making it all happen behind the scenes. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still the telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. As I look at my window here and I see the doggers dogging and the joggers jogging, they're all plugged into something. And if you're going to be plugged into something, I would rather you be plugged into me than the other way around, quite frankly. Look, we know we only have you for a brief period of time, and that's literally what it's all about. You're on your way to work, you're getting the kids off to school, spouse off to work, whatever the circumstances are, heading off to the gym. We only get you for a little while. Use the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. It's all there for you. /talk. Go to Listen Live, and we're right there. You can also go to our award-winning website, the AVN Award, of course. Click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there for you as well. You can get this show, all the programming here on the network, and, of course, any of the interviews that you either missed or you're looking forward to, whatever the circumstances are. It's all right there, literally at the touch of a button. So as you go forward into your day, we want you to be a part of the attack. Now, look, again, it's short, it's sweet. Hopefully I'm grabbing you at just the right time. Hopefully you're grabbing me back. But with all that being said, it's important that you're listening. We appreciate the fact that you're there for us. What we appreciate even more is the fact that the American Forces Network is involved with this network each and every day. The HFA started it. We continue it. We're at Army, Navy every single year. Do yourself a favor. If you see somebody in a uni, go up to them, thank them, and then be on your way. Because they're doing the business that you don't want to do, the dirty business, the out in front business, the running towards it while you're running away from it business. We appreciate it here. Hopefully you appreciate it as well. These kids, they know what they're signing up for, but it doesn't make it any easier. As we head towards the exit ramp, make sure you stay tuned. When we come back, we'll set the table on this edition of The Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Kaepernick, chase, throws, picked off in the end zone. That's Richard Sherman.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Here back with the Attack on Black. Senator Roberto's out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. All kinds of good stuff here in the Attack. And, you know, as we break things down each and every day, we try to give you the best of what we can. You know, we keep up with everything with the leagues. You can't keep up with everything, but you certainly want to take it in the right direction. And if you're worried that OBJ, you're a Giant fan, and you're thinking that he's going out of town, it ain't happening. At least not to the Rams, because the Rams gave up a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks. And most of the people around the league are not really too thrilled that Brandon Cooks got traded for a first-round pick because, quite frankly, he hasn't been that good in his career. He's intriguing. He's got a great skill set, big, fast. But New Orleans quit on him. And he goes to New England. And they quit on him. Now, the Patriots gave up a number one for him as well. So they get that back. And now they have two picks in the first round. Could they package? Yep. Could they package for Odell Beckham Jr.? I guess in theory. They could, but I don't think it's going to happen. There's all kinds of conspiracy theories out there, and it all started literally a minute after the first report that Brandon Cooks is going to the Rams. Here's the deal. Tom Brady's retiring. Yeah, I don't think so. Patriots are loading up for Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah, I don't think so. New England is trading up for a top quarterback. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to get. Who's going to give up that top five to get the Ram pick and a New England pick? I don't see it. I think the reality is just a lot more boring. They didn't need him on that offense. They didn't think he was worth the big extension that's coming around the corner. And it was an opportunity in my opinion, where Lessie got taken advantage of a little bit. And they gave up too much, I think. I think there's other receivers in the draft that you can get in that position. So, does it play out for me? Eh, not so much. I don't know. I mean, I don't see... Now, granted, not everybody's going to grab a quarterback, but you got to figure one, maybe two, maybe three, maybe the fifth hole. After that, shies away till 11. So I guess in theory, if you're the Miami Dolphins and you're still buying into Ryan Tannehill, you could trade those two picks. And then we could move up depending on who gets drafted where and who they're believing in. But I don't see it. They now hold 23 and 31. Is it valuable? Yeah, I guess. But I don't see them being able to get the impact player. I would more than likely see them using both of those picks to trade out for multiple twos. If Cleveland wanted to get back into the first round to grab somebody, I could see them grabbing Cleveland's second and Cleveland's third for the number one, if there's somebody they want that bad. And the same with any other team that's floating at the top of the second round, like the Giants, like the Jets, like Denver, who maybe wants to get back into the first round and grab somebody that they really like, worried that they're going to lose them off the board. I can see Belichick doing that. He's done it before. So I don't know. It was an interesting move. It was an intriguing move in many ways, just because of the fact that, you know, here was a guy, like I said, big skill set. What are you getting from him? He's young. He's big. He's gifted. He goes out to that LA team. He's not all that big. He's 5'10", 189. But, I mean, he's burner. He had a big year. 65 receptions. 1,082 yards. So he broke the 1,000-yard plane. 7 touchdowns. It was a good year. Wasn't like he was a bust. So I'm not exactly sure what the Patriots are doing here. Now, I think what could be happening is they're moving up maybe to grab one of those kids in the tackle position to replace Nate Solder, who they lost to the Giants. But who's going to be there? McGlinchey isn't going to fall that far. Do they grab Connor Williams? I guess in theory they could. Will Hernandez might be there, and he's a mauler. But I don't think he gets past the Bengals. Colton Miller, who a lot of people have come around on, the kid out of UCLA. This is a big guy. And I don't know. I mean, New England does need weapons. You know, they lost Deion Lewis. They lost Edelman. Cooks is gone. You know, who's Tom Brady going to throw to? Me? So I could see a little wheeling and dealing here. If they want to move up, maybe target Calvin Ridley, I guess in theory. But Ridley seems to be dropping. Now, a lot of mocks have him going to Arizona with the 15th pick. I'm not so sure he gets past Green Bay at 14. Now, Green Bay needs some help, but you still got Aaron Rodgers. And if you still got Aaron Rodgers, you still have something. No wide receivers right now are projected in the top 10. None. And Calvin Ridley's still the first off the board. It's not a deep class. But if Calvin Ridley's the real deal, and most Alabama wide receivers have been the real deal, he's the guy you're targeting. Now, would Arizona make a deal with the 15? If New England wanted to target Calvin Ridley and give up those two first-rounders, I bet you bet your ass they would. Because this is a team right now that's in medium transition. They could still go back in the first round and grab a Christian Kirk. They could grab DJ Moore, who's moving up on a lot of boards. So, I don't know. Interesting. Tap out right there. We'll come back right after the short time. Adam Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Eighth play of the drive. Taylor out of the gun. Bills looking for the equalizer. Taylor takes the snap, looks to his left, throws over the middle, on time, connects with Jones. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack on Black. Robert's out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air, and this is the way we roll. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Talking about Brandon Cooks going out to our friends out in Los Angeles. And the Rams, you know, I'm looking at what Les Snead is doing. And I got to say, I ain't thrilled. And if I'm a Rams fan, I'm looking at this and I'm going, all right, we'll see. Now, understand something. They brought in a huge ego in Ndamukong Suh. He's playing next to Aaron Donald and in Michael Brockers. Now, let's be honest about it. That's going to keep people up at nights. All right? Their defense is rock solid. But does Sue go into his prima donna act, and then you're dealing with ego and all the other stuff that goes along with it? All right? And wide receiver position, yeah, Cooks joining Cooper Kupp, who had a really nice year. Woods, who was a terrific second receiver. It's a good core. And Cooper Kupp may end up being a number one receiver by the time it's all said and done. But as it stands right now, they got three number twos. Is it enough? Maybe. Like I said, Woods had a very nice year. But again, nobody cracked 1,000 for them. So, we'll see. You know, they were flirting with OBJ. I don't know that that was, I mean, it was a good fit as far as the talent goes, no question about it. Jared Goff loved to be throwing a football to him. But you're taking on the circus act. You know, OBJ, just getting off the beaten path here for a couple of minutes. OBJ, the best thing that'll happen to OBJ is he pulls his head out of his chute and start recognizing that the best place for him to play football is in New York. He is beloved in this town. But the more and more that the antics start happening, and the more and more that he's making demands and everything else, and I'm not saying you shouldn't, get the max amount of money that you can. The fans in New York will eventually turn on him. And the dilemma that faces the Giants is that you've got a fan base that loves the guy, but eventually will turn if this keeps up. So they're facing that legitimate dilemma. Do you flip him now? Do you hope that you could sign him? And does he pull his head out of his ass? It's a triumvirate of things that is not easily solved. And I don't know what the answer is. Now, whatever Los Angeles was offering, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. But, you know, evidently, he's still out there in the market. Now, maybe it cools down a little bit after this. What LA had to offer wasn't going to be enough because it involved this year and next year. If New England comes back with the two number ones and I don't know what would have to be involved. The two number ones wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be enough. Maybe they can get him. Man, wouldn't Tom like to have him on that team? Phew. They'd eat up the AFC. They truly will. But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think so. But interesting after all these years of Belichick moving out of the first round. Here they were trying to get into the first round. More. We'll see. Interesting move. Like I've said, I'm not, the jury's out with me on what Les Snead is doing out there in Los Angeles. Let's put it that way. Now, Jim Moore Jr., who, in hindsight, I'm glad I didn't play for him at UCLA, because, first of all, he said Rosen should have stayed in school, which, okay. But now he's having to clarify what he said, and he was on Up to the Minute, whatever that is, some show, and said that he just merely thought that Sam Darnold would be a better fit in Cleveland than Josh Rosen, and he firmly believes that Joe Rosen is the draft's top talent. Now, Moore clarified it even more strongly. He said, do I think he's the best quarterback in the draft? No, I think he's the best player in the draft. How about that? Does that mean I think he's a fit for every team? No. I think being fit and schooled by Pat Shurmur would be a great fit for any guy as smart as Josh Rosen. For Jeremy Bates, same deal. For a guy like Josh Rosen, I think he'll excel. You know, one thing about these ex-coaches, and they get in front of a microphone, and they get diarrhea of the mouth. Now, understandably, when they're on a show, they're going to get asked about the guy who may go in the top five in the draft. But, you know, if you're going to answer those questions, think before you open the pie hole. And a lot of these coaches don't. Right? Some of them just, you know, let's be honest about it. They're not quite, frankly, not that quite bright. He talked about how Rosen's a millennial who wants to be intellectually challenged and wants to know why. Well, you got a whole bunch of coaches who are in football who don't want you to ask that question. They want you to obey. Why is a letter in the alphabet not a question that you ask in a locker room? So when they're doing that, there are going to be organizations that are turned off by it. There are going to be quarterback coaches and offensive coordinators and head coaches who don't want you to come in and question what they're doing. They want you to come in, buy into the program, and in their opinion, they're going to make you great. And if you want to ask why, they're going to say, why don't you play for another team? And it doesn't mean Josh Rosen's not going to be great, and it doesn't mean he's going to be bad either. He may fall somewhere in between. I don't know. A lot of talented quarterbacks didn't make it in the National Football League. But when your ex-coach comes out and starts making stupid statements, which is exactly what Jim Moore is doing, you got to wonder. You also have to wonder whether or not he's ever going to work again, he being Jim Moore. Because every time I watch him on an interview or I look at some tape, I try to look at tape of players. Every once in a while, I look at tape of coaches. There's a reason why Jim Moore is not at UCLA anymore. I got to be honest about it. If he was trying to close the deal in my living room, he comes across as a boob. I mean, he does. He'd leave the living room, go out to the car, and I'd be looking at my wife and my kid going, you want to play where? No. So you're not doing any favors. You're not doing any favors for the kid. And in the long term, you're not doing any favors for yourself. And that's no joke. So we'll see. He's just, you know, again, he's not particularly articulate. again, I'll take it back to Josh sitting in the hot tub. You know, you're UCLA, got California co-eds all around you. You BMOC, you got people questioning why you got a blonde in a hot tub. Well, what? Because you couldn't get one when you were in college? Please stop. Makes you wonder sometimes. Really makes you wonder. It's going to be an interesting group. I'm looking at what LA has done this year. And like I said, I don't know. Let's put it this way. If I'm the head football coach and I'm relatively young, I'm wondering whether I can handle and deal with this group of men. Let's put it that way. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll come back with more NFL right after this.
Eagles driving. Foles set for the screen. Left side, Ajayi. Ajayi cuts it upfield. Ajayi looking for the end zone. Dives. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles.
Are you talking about the analytics, the GPS, all the modern technology? Man, I'm trying to throw the game back to 1998.
7 TD catches last year. 83 catches for the year. They throw to Diggs. Is it a catch and is it in the end zone? Yes and yes. And he punched the ball into the stands after a Minnesota touchdown.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use smart fares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our smart fares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call smart fares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Don't miss Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event. With 70 to 85% off best-selling wardrobe essentials, like Tommy Hilfiger wool suiting, just $119.99. Find the designer names and styles you want in suits, sport coats, and dress pants. $29.99 to $149.99. And complete your look with dress shirts and ties, just $19.99. Upgrade your style at Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event, in-store and at Macy's.com. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware.
Make sure to examine your roof shingles to see if any were lost or damaged during winter. If your home has an older roof covering, you may want to start a budget for replacement. The hot summer sun can really damage roof shingles. Ones that are cracked, buckled, or loose, or are missing granules need to be replaced. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday only at Ace.
Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
The entire building picked up this week. Here, Peterson up the middle, and he will take it all the way for an Arizona touchdown, 27 yards.
3-2. High fly ball, deep center. There it goes! See ya! A monster blast by Stanton, his second of the game, and the Yankees lead 6-1.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. I was searching and hunting and pecking while we were talking about the National Football League to actually see everything that the Rams had done in this offseason, and it has not been dull out in L.A. However, they're now without a first-round pick. They have gone from a team, and when you think about how bad they were 2 years ago, just 2 years ago, having the number one overall pick, getting Jared Goff, him flaming out in his first year, Jeff Fisher going out the door. He comes around under new coaching. They put it in his lap. Now, their new stadium is not even going to be open yet. And generally, you're trying to put the team together in concert with, hey, we got the grand opening here. This is going to be great, blah, 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 blah. Well, let's need, I got to tell you something. They are going to be interesting. You know, the Dominican Sioux comes in. Aqib Talib, who gets along with nobody. Marcus Peters, who they couldn't get out of town fast enough in Kansas City. This is a first team all pro cornerback. Now both, and then Brandon Cooks. Now, I got to tell you, they're going to extend it. Sammy went out the door. Cooks should be an upgrade. Sammy's never hit 1,000 yards. Cook has. It's interesting on both sides of the ball. There's no traditional number one receiver on that Ram roster. And you added three pieces on the on the defensive side of the ball with Wade Phillips, who, you got to give a lot of credit there. Because Wade will bitch slap somebody in that locker room if they give him a hard time. But Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, and Ndamukong Suh in that locker room, and Aaron Donald looking for a big contract, which he will get one way or the other. And Peters and Cook are hitting the end of their rookie deals. Now, Peters could be retained with the fifth-year option, but Cook can't because of the trades. LA is in win-now mode, which... considering where they were 2 years ago, that's a bold, bold statement. They're giving up the draft this year. I mean, not the whole draft, but you know what I'm saying. Because they're drafted at the back end of all the rounds that they're in. And they're basically saying, this is what we're going to war with, and we expect to win. Now, what traditionally happens in these situations is crash and burn. You know, you get that first taste. Everybody starts buying into their headlines. Jared Goff's the best quarterback in the history of football. McVay's the best coach in the history of football. And all of a sudden, everything goes south. Well, Les Snead, to his credit, believes it can and will be done this year. We'll see. I mean, when you think about what's going on, I mean, look, the Niners played really good football. But are they deep? No. Have they found their quarterback? Absolutely. But the way the Rams are visualizing this is that Niners are probably a year away, maybe two. Seahawks are going in the wrong direction, but they still have Russell Wilson. And the Cardinals are a crapshoot. They got a quarterback that can't stay on the field and a second quarterback that apparently nobody wants. And an aging team. So they're going for it now. I mean, even lining up right now, if you look at the teams, barring an injury to Goff, they're the favorite to win the division. So, okay. All right. But I gotta see the rest of the moves. I gotta see the rest of the moves. And speaking of the Cardinals, the Duke's back in the backfield, cleared for full activities. Falcons are close to extension with Ryan. We'll talk about that when it happens. Robbie Anderson, who had a breakout season for the Jets, all the felony charges have been dropped. He's still dealing with a misdemeanor and probably some discipline from the league. But he's another guy. Somebody's got to get his head right. Because if they don't, he's going to be, you know, in prison before he's an all-pro player. So we'll see. And Andy Reid, who, I don't want to say he's on a short leash in Kansas City, but here's a team that's trying to rebuild on the fly. They get rid of their quarterback after moving up to draft Patrick Mahomes the previous year. And based on one start, he was willing to move Alex Smith. And that start was Mahomes leading a bunch of backups to a 27-24 victory over the Broncos. But they believe that he's going to be the guy. The guy has an arm that just, you know, he can be that good. He makes throws that are just, you know, and his ability to fit it into the small window, it's something that a lot of quarterbacks can't do. He's reminiscent of Brett Favre in a lot of ways, which means he'll turn the ball over occasionally. But he's going to make plays that you just can't even imagine. But he's also being coached by Andy Reid, who never gets them past a certain level. Now, I mean, I'm hoping, and this is just, you know, I have no dog in the hunt, but I really do hope that this kid makes it, because he's got the skill set. We interviewed him here on the Attack, as a matter of fact. And the kid had his bleep together. He did. But they're handing him the keys to the Maserati. So we'll see. Well, it's going to be an interesting season. He gets off to that slow start, people will be having that conversation. Now, speaking of slow starts, as we gear into baseball here, Giancarlo Stanton feeling it. Now, they blew him out. They beat Tampa Bay 11-4, but Giancarlo Stanton 0-5 with 5 strikeouts. Woof. I mean, he was clueless. Yeah, he really was. And the fans were like, new game. Welcome to New York. Boo. And everybody came to his defense, and it's fine. And by the way, Giancarlo's going to be fine. You know, he had 2 home runs opening day in Toronto, so chill out, Yankee fans. Gregorius carried him. And as I said in the preview, he's the key to the season. You're going to get power out of Judge and out of Stanton. Anyway, you know, it's fine. They hit home runs. You know, some teams, they got to scratch the surface for 100 home runs. They're going to hit them by themselves, or at least close to it. Gregorius was on his way to 30 home runs and 100 RBIs and a possible MVP award last year. And it slid effortlessly into the position that Derek Jeter was holding. Let me tell you. And he got it done last night. You know, Tampa, and it was a good game. I mean, it was actually, believe it or not, 11-4 final score aside. It was a pitcher's duel until they got into the bullpens. And then once they got into bullpens, everything changed. So, but, you know, you're examining the game from today and or from last night, I should say. And a couple of things are pretty apparent. Tampa Bay's in rebuilding mode. Yankees are going to hit a lot of home runs. And bullpens are going to go a long way in determining the fortunes of a lot of teams. I mean, think about this. This was a 1-1 game going into the sixth inning. Tampa Bay got 3 off the Yankees' pen. The Yankees came back with 4 in the seventh and 3 in the eighth to put it away. But a lot of MLB games are going to go that way. And if your bullpen's better than the other guy's bullpen, that's the way it's going to play out. Yankees go to 3-2. Tampa Bay goes to 1-4. There'll be a lot of that down in Tampa this year. And, oh, by the way, Jacoby Ellsbury got hurt again. He's already on the DL, and he got actually hurt while on the DL. That's a monumental achievement. Let's step aside right here. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here, at least for this hour, on The Attack. I'm Black. You're not.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back wrapping up this hour. I'm Bob Black. Robert's out on the West Coast. Scott's making sure it stays on the air. I was looking at his stat line from last night's game at the Yankees. And, again, baseball unfurling as the season does. I'm just targeting certain teams, certain areas to see how certain players are performing. And you look at that Yankee lineup. And yesterday, Judge went 2-for-3 with two walks and an RBI and a K. Gardner went 2-for-4 at the top of the lineup. Giancarlo, the platinum sombrero, and Sanchez 0-for-5. Didi Gregorius, as I said, 4-for-4, 3 runs, 8 RBIs. He that good. Now, Montgomery pitched well for them. Archer pitched well for Tampa. Reality is Tampa's not very good. Yankees are very good. Everybody will come around. I like the way Stanton handled it. He dealt with the booze. He said, fine, I sucked. I deserve them. And basically, that's what it comes down to. Sometimes you stink. And when you're making that kind of money, you got to expect the booze. Kind of goes with the territory, you know? Now, other major league action. Astros got their rings. Shoemaker goes to the DL for the Angels. Not a good sign. Not a good way to start. As we get ready to wrap up this hour, well, my Metsies are playing pretty good ball. I'm happy so far. They shut out the Phillies last night 2-0. Matt Harvey looked like Matt Harvey. Bullpen held on, a couple of key hits, and hey, they won. We're winners, too. Hope you've been enjoying us. Going to tap out right here. We come back. More fun and frivolity right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.